It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
So our Throwback Thursday year today is 1979.
You're right.
What if
you said that and I said, no, Sarah,
that's my
82.
Fear every time, to be honest with you.
Is it really?
That's a fear of mine. I like triple check because that would be really embarrassing if that happens.
The whole thing, we had to call it off.
So for the Wiki Corner today, we are going to talk about the 1979 Daytona 500.
It's about time.
Yes. I don't know that I've ever talked about NASCAR or racing, which is weird because I'm from Wayne County. So you'd think that that would be a topic I would like to cover. But I don't know that I've ever actually watched a NASCAR race.
I would have thought that was your first word.
NASCAR?
NASCAR.
No,
two words put together, NASCAR.
So the 1979 Daytona 500 was the 21st annual event and was the second race of the 1979 NASCAR Winston Cup Series season.
The look on your face, like you're reading, like, no, I've never heard of the Winston Cup. Never heard of any of this stuff.
I haven't.
Yes, you stop with your...
Anyway, so it was held on February 18th of 1979, and sports pundits consider the 1979 Daytona 500 to be the most important race in stock car history.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal. Yeah.
So stock car racing in the United States has its origins in bootlegging during Prohibition, when drivers ran bootleg whiskey made primarily in the Appalachian region. What? You knew this?
When you first said this earlier today... I said, didn't they get it start with bootlegging? And you're like, I don't know. I don't think so.
But then you said, or am I confusing that with Dukes of Hazzard? And I was like, I don't know either because I've never seen that show either. So I don't know. Anyway, so bootleggers needed to distribute their illicit products, and they typically used small, fast vehicles to better evade the police. Many of the drivers would modify their cars for speed and handling, as well as increased cargo capacity.
I feel like you're just regurgitating everything I told you this morning, and I didn't look anything up.
You didn't.
It's the one time I know something.
I'm impressed.
And I don't know anything about NASCAR.
Well, yes, you do. You didn't even know it, but you do.
Apparently. That's all I know. Go on.
So the repeal of Prohibition in 1933 dried up some of their business, but by then, Southerners had developed a taste for moonshine, and a number of the drivers continued run and shine, this time evading the revenuers who were attempting to tax their operations. The cars continued to improve, and by the late 1940s, races featuring these cars were being run for pride and profit.
Mm.
So in the 1920s and 30s, Daytona Beach replaced France and Belgium as the preferred location for world land speed records. And by 1936, Daytona Beach had become synonymous with fast cars.
Ooh, yeah.
The first Daytona 500 was held on February 22nd, 1959, in front of a crowd of more than 41,000 spectators. Now, the 1979 Daytona 500 was televised live from beginning to end, which was a rarity in the era. It was the first 500-mile race to be broadcast in its entirety live on national television here in the U.S. Races were shown on television back then, but they were broadcast on tape delay later in the evening on the day they were run and usually in edited form. Most races aired during this period were only broadcast starting with the final quarter to half of the race, because that's like the most important part anyways, right?
It is. But you wouldn't do a football game that way. I mean, really, the last quarter is most important. Well, a baseball game, you could do that.
No, you couldn't.
You could definitely do that with a baseball game.
Nope. Anyway, the day of the race was fortunate for CBS, as a major snowstorm known as the President's Day Snowstorm of 1979 bogged down most of the Northwest and parts of the Midwestern United States, increasing the viewership of the event.
Perfect.
Everyone was snowed in, so they watched the race. The race introduced two new innovative uses of TV cameras, the in-car camera and the low-angle speed shot, which are now considered standard in all telecasts of auto racing. So on the final lap, race leaders Cale Yarborough and Donnie Allison collided with each other on the Daytona International Speedway's backstretch.
Oh.
Both drivers' races ended in Daytona's grass infield. The wreck allowed Richard Petty, who was then over one half lap behind both, to claim his sixth Daytona 500 win.
Wow.
As Petty made his way to victory lane to celebrate, a fight erupted.
Oh, yes.
Between Yarborough, Donnie Allison, and his brother Bobby at the site of the backstretch wreck. Both events were caught by television cameras and broadcast live.
That's what you need, a good fight.
That is what makes people
a car wreck and a fight.
That's right. A lot of excitement. This brought national, if kind of unwelcome, publicity to NASCAR.
And this is 1979, so you don't have a VCR. So right. You're watching this live.
Right.
And if you didn't see it, you didn't tape it, you can't go back and watch it.
True.
Right, so you get one shot.
There's no internet to like watch it later on YouTube or anything. Yeah.
No.
The story was the talk of the water cooler the next day.
Sure.
Even making the front page of the New York Times sports section.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Well,
pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal. Right. You picked out a song to go along with NASCAR, did you?
Well, the Daytona 500 of 1979. Yeah. We're going to.
Specifically.
Yeah. We're going to play 409 by the Beach Boys.
By the Beach Boys. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, the Beach Boys in 409. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were just talking about the 1979 Daytona 500, which was apparently the most important race in stock car history.
Apparently.
According to the people who know about that kind of thing.
Car crash and a fist fight.
It's exciting.
That is exciting. It'll spark any TV broadcast up. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. Go.
The 1979 Daytona 500 was the first 500-mile race to be broadcast in its entirety in the U.S.
There was increased viewership of the race because of the blizzard in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest.
And the broadcast introduced two new camera angles, the in-car camera and the low-angle speed shot.
You kind of take those. The in-car angle for 1979, that's pretty amazing technology.
I mean, how big were the cameras back then?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, right? And then to have it broadcast from the car to... That's just a...
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'll say. All right, 1979, big year. Big
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
All right, folks want to learn more about what was the name of the race again?
The Daytona 500.
Oh, it's written up there. 1979 Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go to my Wiki blog. Sure. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
There you go. Check that out. Check back often. You can also, they're all about there. It's not just today. It's
all of them.
Going back a full 2 weeks.
Just about. Yeah.
Just about. All right. Wonderful. Hey, Sarah, have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Back again tomorrow, fresh episode.
Absolutely.
It's a Friday.
It is a Friday.
All right.
Friday.
A game for Friday. All right. We've got Eagles on the way. We've got Billy Ocean coming up. We'll do some Queen here in just a few minutes. Dr. Terry O'Keefe. We love Dr. Terry O'Keefe.
We do.
He is a ton of fun. You know what he and I have in common?
Bad jokes.
That's exactly what we have in common. He is the nicest guy, bad jokes for sure, and a great team of tooth fairies who are going to help you feel comfortable with your smile.